Old folks party, a two folks show, a pretty good ready and bumpable, yeah. Hello and welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist with Microsoft. And we are on our fourth annual episode of talking about the PaaS Summit, which is happening, by the way, October 27th through the 30th at the Seattle Convention Center. And I have Jennifer Moser. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Blaine?
Welcome to IT Time. It's always good to have you back. We got
Laura. Great to be here.
How you doing, Laura?
Woo!
What's up, Buck? Buck Woody, everybody.
Joining Hello, Buck. Seattle. I'm listening.
And Thomas LaRocca, the president. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me again.
No problem. Woo! So, here to talk about PaaS Summit. Let's give a big round of applause and get excited.
Yay! Woo!
So let's do this. Let's kick it off with Jennifer, and let's talk about, you know, what is PaaS Summit?
Well, thanks, Blaine. PaaS Summit is an annual conference for data professionals. It's a technical conference where data professionals get together to learn the newest, the most up-and-coming technologies around data, be it SQL Server, Microsoft SQL Server, or Azure SQL Data Warehouse, or big data, or all those things. This is a great and the biggest SQL Server conference in the world, but it's also the best place to learn about all data technologies. We get about 5,000 data professionals in Seattle, all in one place, we're just really looking forward to it. It's just an awesome conference to go to with deep technical sessions, for those who are really into data, like SQL Server or reporting services or analysis services. That's also great for people who are just getting in to the land of data.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this year's PaaS Summit. So Thomas, you're the president of PaaS. So what is PaaS in general?
Well, PaaS in general. So PaaS itself is an independent not-for-profit association that is dedicated to the promoting of Microsoft data platform and technologies. But even more than that, because a lot of times people talk about PaaS and they talk about the PaaS Summit kind of synonymous, right? They one and the same. But PaaS has many more events throughout the year than just Summit. You're probably familiar with one of our flagship events, which are the SQL Saturdays. We have, more than 50 of those on a year. And global. It's not just North America. We have SQL Saturdays around the world. In addition to just those events, of course, we have the physical chapters and user groups that people are usually know about. We also have 27 virtual chapters. So in addition to just the summit, which is where, as Jen said, we're going to get about 5,000 data professionals together in about 3 weeks, 3 weeks from today. We're all going to meet in Seattle. But there are things for our members to do all year long, ways for them to get connected so they can share and learn all of the great technology that Microsoft is cranking out these days.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what's new this year and, what the top things are to go and see. But I like the fact that, you know, bringing all of you together on the show, I think we have our own little community going here. Right.
We
so
do.
It's kind of good to just introduce what's going on with the PaaS Summit. And then, like you said, Thomas, the difference between that one summit a year and that global presence that you have in the organization is fabulous. So, Laura, do you want to tell us, like, why should people go? Like, what's really cool this year and why should they attend?
Well, in addition to all the really, really great sessions and labs and all the great content that you get just going to the sessions that we all know and love. We've seen these kinds of sessions. We've got introduced this year foundation sessions, and these are across the main pillar areas, as we call them, or the main topic areas. So advanced analytics. Joseph Zarosh is going to be leading a session in advanced analytics. Big data warehousing. Suki is going to be leading that. Business intelligence with James Phillips. and Designing Modern Applications with Sean Weiss. These are the people that are leading in each of these topic areas at Microsoft. They are the people that are making the decisions and leading the teams that are designing, developing, and deploying all of these services and products across Microsoft for these content areas, for these topic areas. So if you're looking to figure out, you know, you've heard about these new things in the cloud, like Azure Data Warehouse, or and you want to know more about how that fits in your or could fit with your architecture, you need to hit that big data and data warehousing session. Likewise with Data Lake, you've probably heard about this thing we've been talking about and we're releasing, it's a Data Lake. What does that mean? Go to that session and learn more about it. Advanced Analytics is going to help, and I'm going to let Buck talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but talk all about all the great things that we're releasing and delivering around an analytics space. And then Designing Modern Applications, you know, Azure SQL Database, SQL Server 2016, how do you use these different engines together, both in the cloud, on-prem, hybrid, and be able to build out these modern data applications. And then, of course, business intelligence, and James is the person that you need to go see to learn more about what we're doing with the Power BI. And oh my gosh, we've just been releasing so many different updates around Power BI and visualizations. That's going to be an important session. So that by itself is, you know, all of those sessions, you got to hit those. But one other thing that we've been doing for years, and I don't even know how many years they've had this, but you know, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I'm there usually just between sessions, or if I'm not at a session, I hang there. It's the Azure CAT and CSS Clinic. And this is where if you've got a problem, you've been running into some issues, you've been trying to figure out how to design or architect a new solution or how something can fit in, you go to the clinic and the top experts in data are at that clinic and there to answer your questions and talk with you and hear what you're running into and what your hopes and dreams are. So you've got to hit the clinic and just go talk with some of these experts. It's really a great thing that we have at the clinic.
Let me jump in on that. The Azure clinic, or the CAT clinic, is just incredible. Bring the details. I've sat in and helped out in those before. If you've got a sticky wicket, you know, you've got all the people that literally help write the software. So it is invaluable alone just to be sent for that. You'd pay more for a consultant a lot of times to come fix your problem than you would if you sent somebody to pass and let them just visit the Azure CAT clinic, literally.
Good point.
Talk about return on investment.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The contacts you make there are incredible.
So since we have Buck Woody talking here about, well, you're doing some stuff on data science, right?
Yeah. So a lot of you I've known for many years. I've been at PASS for a long time, and Thomas and Laura and all of your good friends, and most of the folks that are listening, I've met you at other conferences around the world, and I really enjoy PASS a great deal. The material is incredible, but the contacts and the things that you learn there are equally valuable. And one of the new things that we keep hearing about is this data science. And what is it, and who is it, and how is it? And I've started a blog talking a little bit about that. But the idea is that a data scientist is often described as a data professional who knows too much about statistics, or a statistician who knows too much about a database. And that's probably true. And we're going to have a lot of sessions there that lend themselves toward that. I'm in Joseph Soros' group that Laura just mentioned a moment ago. It's called the Advanced Analytics, or the Cortana Analytics group. And that's a stack of things that we've been putting together. And you're going to see more of that. You probably saw just the other day at the AzureCon that we announced the IoT stack of products. Mm-hmm. So these aren't new
IoT
products that we've made.
IoT,
they're literally they're literally things like SQL 2016 and other things that we're stitching together to work. We're putting R, a statistical language, inside SQL Server 2016. It's also in our Hadoop clusters. It's also in our Azure ML. So these things that you're seeing us do are starting to coalesce and you'll be a true data professional rather than just limited to one of these platforms. So super excited. There's going to be tons of stuff there. Something that hasn't been mentioned is Ask the Experts. So think of a big version of the CAT mm-hmm. clinic, and there'll be tables with little flags on them that say what they're for, like data science, and there'll be people there who have self-identified.
PMs and engineers.
Yep, exactly.
We ship Redmond out to Seattle that night.
They're not used to the light. Yeah. A lot of them are blinking. They're not being outside. Some of them can, you know, they'll look at their shoes while they're talking to you, or perhaps your shoes while they're talking. But it's incredible.
And we only occasionally let them out. So this is your opportunity.
It's true. So yeah, super excited to be in the space. Glad to be back. For the last year, I've been working for the Department of Defense, so wasn't able to attend things like this. So I am just
but
Uber,
you're not allowed to talk about that, so
I know. I will be down at the booth, and I'll be working with Jen Stirrup, and we're going to be talking about beer and statistics.
Nice.
Sounds rather.
He's not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
In fact, you're talking about beer. Yeah,
I've seen the demo.
When you're talking about beer, what comes to mind is the event party, right? Isn't that? This is something big happening there, and getting everybody together. Like, I think Thomas, you know, as we talk about the community coming together and having a party and networking, like all of you're saying, Thomas, what do you want to add something around the community and how they can get more involved?
Well, so the party that you've talked about, first of all, Bob, if you need test subjects for this beer and statistics, I'm sure I can make the time for that.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, put me down, and thank you. So the community party itself, it's in some way, it's almost a family reunion. And a lot of times we talk about our community, the past community, the SQL community. We do talk about a SQL family. And so let's think now. For this will be my 12th consecutive past summit.
Wow.
That's a good chunk of my life that I have been with these people.
and you keep coming back.
Right, but it's a family thing, right? Yeah. You keep coming back, and like your family, there are people you fall in and out with throughout the years. Hey, haven't talked to you in a couple of years. How are things going? And you spend time getting caught up with them. What you find, especially when I started out 12 years ago, what you find are people with a common interest, not just in the technology, but in the common interest to help each other connect, share, and learn. I sit down at the table, I know nobody, and I sit there and they're like, why'd you come? You know, there's one thing I wanted to do while I was here. It was this: hey, I know the answer, or I know somebody who knows the answer. Let me help you. And that's how it kind of starts for all of us. And that willingness to help each other, not just with the things that are happening right now, but as Buck just said, you know, the data platform and what Microsoft and what the industry and where they're going are all these great and wonderful new things. And if you're just sitting there saying, hey, I'd like to know more about the new stuff that's coming, because a lot of us, we work in shops that aren't cutting edge. And probably many of the people there aren't going to be playing with R or R Studio or doing any of that. But if they come to Summit, they can at least see somebody that uses the tools. They can understand a little bit more about why these tools might be useful for them. Mm-hmm. They get some experience, mm-hmm. and they make connections with people. So when their business does say, hey, you're the SQL guy, what do you know about this R stuff right now? You say, hey, I know a few things, but more importantly, I know people who know even more. I met them at this summit. Like we talked about that return on investment. We don't need to go hire some fancy pants consultant. And by the way, I know many consultants who don't wear pants anyway, but you don't need to necessarily do that. You might already have connections with
hashtag SQL Tilting.
These connections at a place like Past Summit. And it just pays off over the 12 years, the people I've met and the information I get to share, it's just been fabulous.
Right. I mean, just at lunch at the tables, talking with folks, there's a great networking opportunity just during mealtime. Right. So that's excellent.
It really is an incredible event for that. I mean, just the family, the networking, the community, and just so many friends that come together to learn together and to understand these technologies together and to support each other. It really is a great community.
And for someone who's never been to PASS Summit before, there are so many opportunities, and you'll see that everyone knows each other, but at the same time, as Thomas said, they're there to help you, and they're so open and want to help you learn things. They want to help you solve problems, whether it's in the Azure CAT Clinic, the CSS folks, or you're in the community zone and you're talking to your local chapter leader and you find out that you've got an expert in analysis services just right there in your own city you didn't even know. And that would help solve the problem. So it's connecting the dots, and it's really setting you up for a professional network that if you've never been to PASS before, PASS Summit before, it's priceless. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Thomas and I met at one of those infamous lunches many years ago, and he was struggling about what to do professionally. And he found myself and other folks, and we all talked it out, and I think all of us have had career impacts from quick offhand meetings or lunches or the peppermint latte that you owe me this year, Thomas.
I thought it was eggnog.
Eggnog will work as well. This time, no spiking.
Yeah, eggnog, no peppermint. That's gross.
It's the eggnog. But Buck's right. Is that I remember the afternoon where I got word that Buck wanted to talk with me, and Buck sat me down, and we had a nice discussion. And there's no doubt in my mind that I wouldn't be sitting here in this room in my corner office in my house with a dream job and president of PASS and all that, if it wasn't for that 45-minute conversation that Buck Woody took the time to have with me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
That's awesome. You know, once again, we've got Thomas, who is the president of PASS, and Buck Woody, Laura, and Jennifer on TechNet Radio. Once again, I want to thank you guys. This is our fourth annual episode, and we're going to keep doing these as long as you guys Woo-hoo! Want. So yeah, so PASS Summit's what we're talking about, October 27th through the 30th, Seattle Convention Center. And I want to thank all of you for being on IT Time TechNet Radio.
Can't wait to see everybody there. This is going to be another great summit. Yeah. Best summit ever, right?
Best summit ever.
Best summit ever.
Best summit ever.
So make sure that you attend. So with that, everyone, thank you for being on IT Time. And with that, it's a wrap.
Thanks, guys. See you, PASS.